Blog Talk Radio.
www.it-isfinished.com.
All right, before we continue on with today's broadcast, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted worldwide. We want to keep them lifted up in prayer. We know that we have enemies of the cross who would want to do nothing more than just totally eliminate Christians altogether. We have a mass genocide that is taking place in the Middle East, and we need to keep our fellow brothers and sisters lifted up in prayer. It doesn't matter if Obama or Kerry wants to call it genocide. That's exactly what's going on with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. There is mass genocide taking place in the Middle East, and we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. We have Boko Haram, who's killing people in Nigeria, and also ISIS that's killing whoever they can get their hands on that's a Christian. So we want to just keep them lifted up. All right. I am going to take someone's advice today about these headlines. There are so many headlines that's in the news, but however, unfortunately, I do not have the time to go through them all. And so I'm going to just go through a few of them and probably the last 3 minutes for us the news segment. I'll just read the titles of the headlines so you can know what's going on. However, you can always visit my Facebook page under It Is Finished Ministries. Again, it's It Is Finished Ministries to get the latest news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. Now, in June, prayerfully, I plan on coming back to you live with an extended hour and a half to 2 hours of Blog Talk Radio. Also, coming before you live on YouTube, where you will actually be able to see me broadcasting on YouTube, and I will have some more options for you to be able to call in or listen in. So I'm praying to be able to do that, have it up and running in June. Okay. Russia threatens to invade North Korea over nuclear threats. North Korea's provocative nuclear rhetoric has gotten so bad that even the Kremlin has come out against the Hermit Kingdom, warning continued nuclear threats could justify an invasion. The warning was issued in the form of a written statement by Russian foreign minister. It follows North Korea's threat that it would engage in a preemptive and offensive nuclear strike in reaction to the start of joint U.S.-South Korean war games on Monday. We consider it to be absolutely impermissible to make public statements containing threats to deliver some preventive nuclear strikes against opponents, said the statement, as translated by the Russian TASS news agency. Pyongyang should be aware of the fact that in this way, the DPRK or DPRK, North Korea, will become fully opposed to the international community and will create international legal grounds for using military force against itself in accordance with the right of a state to self-defense enshrined in the United Nations Charter. Okay, so what is going on here? We have crazy Kim Jong-un, who is threatening to do nuclear strikes in retaliation against the U.S.-South Korean war games. Now, what do we have going on? South Korea is going to be doing some military joint exercises with the United States. North Korea has supposedly sent a satellite up in space. They're saying that it could possibly be able to do an EMP attack. Now, what happens if North Korea does an EMP attack on the United States? What does that mean? That means that lights are totally out for the United States. That means no computers, no gas, no bank transactions, no buying anything at the store. That means everything that is totally, what would you call it, used by computers, it will totally shut down to take us back to the 1800s, okay? They won't be something that will be fixed the very next day. That means lights are out. No getting them back on no time soon. Now, with a nuclear strike, we know what nuclear means. That means masses of people die. So Russia is threatening to invade North Korea to keep crazy Kim Jong-un from threatening nuclear war. Now, we already know that we're on the verge of World War III. We have Syria, We have Iran. We're going to get to Iran in just a minute. We have Russia. We have China. We have United States, NATO, Hezbollah. Can you say everyone's in position for World War III? Now, the question has been asked, will Obama try to use this as a means to stay in office for possibly a third term? Now, as we know, according to our Constitution, there's no president that's allowed to stay in for a third term unless there's a suspension of the Constitution. Now, what has Obama done to the Constitution? He's chewed it up, regurgitated it, walked all over, tore it up. I mean, totally demolished it, you might as well say. Would he use a war to stay in? Would they get so desperate, and I'm talking about they, I'm talking about the Democrats and some of the Republicans, to keep Trump out of office that they would create a false flag or some kind of civil unrest in our own country or a war in order to keep Obama in office? Time will tell. All right, moving on. North Korea says country has militarized nuclear warheads. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the country has militarized nuclear warheads to mount on ballistic missiles and ordered improvements in the power and precision of its arsenal, state media reported on Wednesday. Now, we do know, we reported that those of you who have been following me have heard me say that Kim Jong-un has made his military nuclear ready. So basically, he is ready to launch whatever attacks at any given moment. Now, he goes on to say, this article goes on to say that Kim has called for his military to be prepared to mount preemptive attacks against the United States and South Korea and stand by ready to use nuclear weapons, stepping up belligerent rhetoric after coming under new UN and bilateral sanctions for its nuclear and rocket tests. So, of course, they put some sanctions on North Korea. Now, you know what? These countries these days seemingly don't care anything about sanctions. It's like when the UN and the U.S. say, oh, we're going to put sanctions on you, they basically laugh at it, okay? So Kim Jong-un, he acting like he really don't care about any type of sanctions or anything else that the U.S. or NATO is threatening and have put in place. All right, so what is Kim Jong-un going to do? Well, you know what? One thing that needs to be for certain is no one needs to take this crazy man as if he's just talking. He is crazy. He is insane. He has killed his own family, had them eaten in lion's den, literally. People around him who oppose him have disappeared, have wound up dead. This man is no joke. And as I've always said on this broadcast, is that he is like a little boy that is playing with Legos. Well, he's not playing with Legos. He's playing with bricks. So he should be playing with Legos, but he's not. He's playing with bricks. So you need to pay close attention to this nutcase that's in North Korea. Moving on, Iran fires two missiles marked with Israel must be wiped out, quote unquote. Iran reportedly tests two ballistic missiles on Wednesday with the phrase "Israel must be wiped out" written in Hebrew on them. A show of force by the Islamic Republic as U.S. Vice President Joe Biden visited Israel. Such phrases have been emblazoned on missiles fired before by Iran, but this test comes as the country recently signed a nuclear deal with world powers, including America, and conducted another test the day before. All right, let me say this. As we know, the Obama administration made a crazy deal with Iran for its regards to lifting sanctions and giving them billions of dollars and in order for them to say, oh, well, we're not going to test any nuclear. Iran never had any type of loyalty to this so-called nuclear deal. Now, some have suggested that it's not even an official deal at all. Is it official? Why is Iran threatening to walk away from the deal. Well, really, there was no actual deal, according to some reports. Now, I'm going to read this next article that says Iran threatens to walk away from nuclear deal. Iran on Tuesday again threatened to walk away from the nuclear agreement reached last year with global power hours after the country breached international agreements by test firing ballistic missiles. Now, let me ask a question. Did anyone actually think that Iran was going to keep their word? Say, you're going to, it's like making a deal with a dog, telling the dog not to bark. Okay, if I give you this snack, you promise not to bark. Really? Come on. This was just as stupid as the U.S. could get. Now, did they know, the U.S. not know that Iran was not going to keep their end of the bargain? Of course they knew. Of course they knew. But is this because Obama does not care for Israel? Was he really trying to get Iran and Israel into some kind of war? So now you got Iran putting in Hebrew. Now, you know, they ain't putting in Arabic. They put it in Hebrew that basically the demise of Israel. They want Israel totally eliminated. They don't want to recognize Israel as an official state. Better yet, Obama administration is back on with trying to divide Israel again. So this is the signs of the time that we are in, the end of the age, things that we are seeing, and you really have to pay attention. When you want to talk about Bible prophecy, you need to pay attention to what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with the Pope, and what's going on with the Obama administration, because these key factors play an important role in Bible prophecy. Now, Netanyahu declined to meet with Obama. I'm not going to read the article, but the White House says that, quote unquote, they're surprised that Netanyahu declined to meet with Obama. Why are they surprised? Hasn't Obama stabbed Israel in the back, Netanyahu? Hasn't Obama tried to undermine Netanyahu time and time and time again? So why is he surprised that Netanyahu declined Obama to meet with him? When Netanyahu has tried to meet with Obama, Obama pushed him off. He didn't even want him coming to speak by invitation to the House. But he was invited by Speaker Boehner. And so he, why would the White House be surprised? See, the United States think that everybody is supposed to bow in submission to them. Everybody has to trail behind the United States. Well, the United States is declining as a superpower, and everyone knows it. United States does not have the higher ground moral-wise because they have armed ISIS, giving them money, giving them everything that they needed to do this Christian genocide. If you want to know who's behind the genocide, yeah, we see ISIS, but also blame the United States. Now, in previous broadcasts, I have played you a clip where out of Hillary Clinton's own mouth, she says that the very people that they armed, I'm talking about like the United States right now is arming the Syrian rebels, they are your ISIS. However, the United States wants us to believe that there is a U.S.-led coalition against ISIS. How are you going against the very people that you're still giving money to and funding? Or the other day, they killed some of them, I believe about 50 of them, to make it just look like you got this coalition against ISIS when you actually are on an ISIS? So, again, we got to really pay attention to what's going on because there is so much going on. U.S. Air Force faces shortage of fighter pilots. We don't have time to go through that. I'm just going to read some of these headline titles. Utah Planned Parenthood challenges defunding order. I pray that they defund all Planned Parenthoods. However, you have people like Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton who are saying that they're for abortion even up to birth. No, you're for murder. These are human beings. I don't care if it's 1 week or 9 months. These are human beings. And you have murderers such as Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, And I'm not just talking about them. Even some of the Republicans are not totally anti-abortion. Well, if you're not totally anti-abortion, then you pro-murder, because that's what it all boils down to. All right, we are going to, let me see here. This is why getting tough with Russia is a bad idea. We don't have time to go through that. Now, one thing I do want to hit is there was a secret meeting. This is from TrueNews.com, a secret meeting with tech CEOs and top Republicans to plan a plot to stop Trump. Now, as you know, there's a lot of people up in arms about if Trump should win. Why are they up in arms? Well, according to Newt Gingrich, he said they're up in arms because Trump is not part of the secret society. So you have this boys club that, as we know, the founding fathers, a lot of them were Freemasons and your Illuminatis and your Skull and Bones and all these different organizations, the ones that go to the Bohemian Groves. And so they're saying that because Trump isn't one of them, then they consider him dangerous because he's not on the ends club, okay? Well, yeah, that could be so. However, is there any difference between the Republicans and Democrats? See, people believe, oh, well, if Republicans win, that they're going to overturn everything that Obama has done. Well, how did that work when the Republicans took over the House and the Senate? It didn't happen. And people were disappointed. Oh, well, I thought the Republicans were going to do X, Y, and Z. No, they lied to you all. They lied. So basically, they're two heads of the same snake accomplishing the same goal, just like ISIS supposedly did a new video basically saying that they're going to kill Obama or whatever. Well, Obama is ISIS. ISIS is Obama. We have a Muslim Brotherhood in the White House. Okay? So why is it that there's such leniency when it comes to radical, what they want to call radical Islam? Let me just say that there's no radical Islam. Islam is Islam. If you're following the Quran, if you're actually following it, you're doing exactly what ISIS is doing, because their leader, that false prophet Muhammad, everything that ISIS is doing was what their false prophet Muhammad did. When they're saying that they're following Islam, that they're actually telling the truth, because that the same, when you study the history of Muhammad, that's exactly everything you see him doing, for his raping children, for his selling women into sex trafficking, for his beheading and killing people and hating the Jews. That's everything that Muhammad did. Now, Obama likes to use that Thomas Jefferson or different ones, they had Qurans. The only reason the presidents had Qurans was so they could learn how to fight their enemies. That's what it was for. It wasn't for because they believed in Islam. There was Islamic pirates attacking American ships, and so they wanted to know how to defeat their enemy, what they was actually learning. So you don't know your enemy until you actually study your enemy. And the only way to be able to study the enemy is get some of their material so you can read it, and then you understand what your enemy is doing so you can know how to fight war against them. I'm going to go to Hosea. We're going to go to the Word of God, Hosea chapter 4. And I'm going to start reading at verse 1. We're just going to read a few verses today. Hosea chapter 4 and starting at verse 1. And it reads, "Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites. Because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land." Let me stop right there. Israel, the things that we see taking place in the United States is very similar to what Israel was going through. And we talk a lot about the prophets of old. We read a lot out of the prophets of old. Because when we see what was going on with Israel, it also lets us know what's going on with the United States. Okay, the United States is following in the same ways that Israel did, and actually I believe we're worse than what Israel was doing. God says, "There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land." So let me stop right there. God was saying, "You're not faithful to me." Is America faithful to God? No, you have faithful ones in the nation, but this nation as a whole has turned their back on God, starting from the leaders in the White House to the leaders in the pulpit. So you got a lot of leaders in the pulpit that are not faithful to God, and you got leaders in the White House that's not faithful to God. He said, God says there's no love. There's no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Aren't we seeing that now? We're seeing Republican candidates talking about their manhood and cursing, and we're seeing lying politicians and murderous politicians who getting by with murder, such as Hillary Clinton and Obama. I'm talking about Benghazi scandal. We're seeing stealing, banks they have stolen from the people. We're seeing adultery. This is an adulterous nation. I'm not talking about just man and woman. I'm talking about just adultery against God. And we're seeing bloodshed. We're seeing how America has killed 60 million of its children through abortion since Roe versus Wade. Because of this, the land mourns, and all who live in it waste away. We're seeing sinkholes on an unprecedented level. We've covered it in the broadcast. Sinkholes popping up all around the world. It's like the world, the hell is expanding itself. We're seeing mass animal deaths. 30,000 cows, 30,000 animals died on the farms in Texas because due to the weather. We're seeing mass fish die off. We're seeing all birds dropping dead. I just covered 13 eagles that dropped dead out of the sky last week. I covered it. So we're seeing the earth is rebelling against the sin that's taking place on it. It goes on to say, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea are dying. That was happening then, and it's happening now. We're seeing a repeat of history. But let no man bring a charge. Let no man accuse another, for your people are like those who bring charges against a priest. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. We're going to stop right there. You have a lot of people that are stumbling. The blind leading the blind. The pastors in pulpits are blind, and the congregation is blind, and the leaders of the nation is blind. The blind is leading the blind, and everybody's falling off a cliff. Just the other day, I talked to you about Brian Korn, Prophet Brian Korn on Daystar, and how he allegedly, I'm not going to say allegedly, you can go on YouTube and watch the video for yourself where he copied word for from a witch, from a psychic, and claimed that it was a prophecy from God. Lying. Lying on God. Taking people money. And you got pastors like Jamal Bryant backing them up. Instead of them getting on him for what he has done that was deceptive, you get on the person who exposed it. Since when does the person who reports the bank robber be the one that gets arrested? You see a robber robbing the bank, you're going to make that phone call and say, hey, police, there's a robber in the bank. Well, why would the police come arrest you when you had nothing to do with it? You just reported it. And that's what's going on in the body of Christ, a lot of corruption. The nation has turned against God, and so we're seeing wars and rumors of wars, and we're wondering why you got your North Korea and your Iran and China and Russia. It's because the Bible lets us know that these are spies on the end of the age. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his Son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept his free gift of salvation. God bless you. We'll be back on tomorrow, Thursday, for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and in times. This is your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich, with It Is Finished. Until next time, meet me tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central.